Saturday night at 7 on ESPN. It's number 3 Georgia traveling to Knoxville to take on Tennessee. There was a time when this was a huge game in the SEC. Not anymore. You talk about two programs going in totally opposite directions. Everything that can go bad this season in Knoxville has gone bad. Starting out the season, losing to Georgia State, a horrendous loss to Brigham Young. Had that game won, all they got to do is protect 60 or 65, 75 yards. They can't do it. They lose in overtime, and it's just gone downhill from there. Players being arrested, phone calls being released where it seems like Jeremy Pruitt is asking for preferential treatment for the player. It is unbelievable what's going on in Knoxville right now. The Dogs ranked 3rd, undefeated. Vols 1-3. If you look at rankings, Mike, it's 109th. They're ranked 109th in the nation. These staffs, there's a lot of intermingling between the staffs over the years. UGA have two coaches that spent time in Knoxville, and Eli Wolf, the Bulldog tight end, he's a graduate transfer from Tennessee. Tennessee has 6 coaches that were on the Bulldog staff at some point in time recently. Pruitt, of course, was the Bulldog defensive coordinator under Mark Richt, and Kirby Smart and Jeremy Pruitt, they spent time in Alabama together. And Vol offensive coordinator Jim Chaney, last year, he was calling plays in this game for the Bulldogs. Now he's going to be in the other coach's booth. But you know what? None of this coaching stuff really matters at all, because the Bulldogs just have better players. For the Vols, this game could get ugly.
Tennessee's in total disarray. What a fall from grace. It's not 10 years ago and beyond, they were right up there dominating the East with Florida before Georgia got there. Georgia's on the road in this one. They're laying 24 to 25 points on the road. That confirms the massive gap between these two programs. Plus, Georgia's coming off a bye. That's really key here, because they get that extra week to heal up and come down off that emotional win over Notre Dame. Tennessee, they haven't even named a starter at quarterback. Their confidence is very low. Now, the all-time series is 23-23-2, but, Coach, the last two matchups, Georgia won by a combined score of 79-12. Now, the point spread, again, is around 25. The total is 51. The simple math tells us that Vegas says Georgia wins this game 38-13.